Welcome in, everybody, to Inspiration Sounds. This is episode 65. I'm Budsamudra Knox. This week we have three stories for you from the heart of the world, from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. Three differing stories, all of them fun, exciting, and full of life, love, light, luminosity, and any other L word I can think of. But I hope you enjoyed them. So sit back and relax wherever you are. Welcome to you all. I'm glad you could join me. This is episode 65. Pray for Protection, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. One day, a young boy of 12 or 13 was attacked by 15 mischievous, naughty boys and girls while he was walking home from school. The poor boy was all alone and quite helpless. How could he defend himself against so many naughty boys and girls? He thought of what his mother had often told him. Whenever you are in difficulty or danger, pray to God. He prayed to God for a second or two, but there was no help from God, and he was cruelly beaten. He went home, crying and crying. His mother consoled him, and he said to her, "You told me, Mother, that if I prayed to God, God would protect me. But God didn't protect me. Look, I am black and blue, and my body is bleeding in so many places." "My son, oh, I told you to pray to God every day, but you do not. You do not pray every day early in the morning and in the evening. You pray perhaps once a week, and sometimes you don't even pray that often. Sometimes you meditate one day, and then for 10 or 15 days you don't meditate. You have to pray every day for at least 10 minutes early in the morning. Meditation and prayer are like muscles. If you take exercise one day, and then for 10 days you don't take exercise, then you cannot become strong. Only if you take exercise every day will you become strong. In the same way, if you pray to God every day, your inner muscles will become stronger and God will protect you. He is bound to protect you if you pray to him every day, early in the morning and in the evening." From that day on, the young boy started praying to God. He listened to what his mother had said, and he prayed to God every day. Early in the morning, he prayed for 10 minutes, and in the evening also, he prayed for 5 minutes. After doing this for 6 months, he said to his mother, "Yes, prayer works. Nobody bothers me now. I come home every day, but nobody ever bothers me." "Oh, my son, even if somebody does bother you, I tell you, you will be protected because you have been praying regularly every day, and God is pleased with you. God will protect you." Now, on that very day, something happened. When the boy was going home from school, a very tall, big, stout man grabbed him roughly and wanted to strike him. The boy immediately thought, "Oh God, my mother told me that if I pray to you every day, you will protect me." And he started praying and repeating the Lord's name very loudly. "God, God, God, save me, save me." The fellow who had caught him was a very big, strong man. And he laughed at the boy, saying, "What do you think you are doing by saying, 'God, God, God, save me, save me'? Do you think that you can get rid of me in that way? No, you can't." All of a sudden, a voice from inside the boy said to him, "Tell this man that even a ghost leaves when we repeat God's name." The boy quickly said what the inner voice had told him, and the man immediately let go of him and ran away. The previous night, this man had had a dream in which he saw a ghost, and he had been badly frightened. Everyone is afraid of ghosts, even grown-ups. Hearing the word ghost reminded the man of the ghost that he had seen the night before. And when the boy said, "Even a ghost leaves when you repeat God's name," God made the hoodlum actually see this young boy as the ghost of his dream. God showed him the ghost in the face of the little boy, so he ran away. When the man left him, the boy ran home to tell the story to his mother. His mother said, "It is just as I told you. If you pray to God every day, then God will save you. He will protect you." So you see, if you pray daily, God will protect you. This little boy never thought of a ghost, but he was told what to say. If you pray, God will play divine tricks, and he will help you when you are in danger. God will give you some message from within, or he will give the other person some message. If someone attacks you, immediately you will say something which you do not understand. When you say it, the other fellow will be scared to death, and he will leave you. So pray to God every day, and when you are in difficulty, God will tell you what to do. The Poet and the King, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a king who used to appreciate poets and learned men in his kingdom. He would always shower gifts upon them and hold various contests in which he would give them awards. There happened to be a poor poet who was poor not only in his outer life, but also in his poetry. Everybody used to go to the palace and recite poems they had written about the king, and appreciate and flatter the king. But this particular poet would not or could not go. His wife was very upset over this, and she kept telling him, "Oh, one day you have to go. How long can we remain poor? We have children, look, and we cannot meet with our expenses. You must go." The poet did not want to anger his wife any more because she had a bad temper, and he was afraid that she might do something drastic. So he went to the king and said, "I have written an excellent poem on you." "All right," said the king. "Leave it here and come back tomorrow."
"Tomorrow? You won't read it today?"
"No, tomorrow." The following day, when the poet returned to the palace, the king was giving away alms to the poor. Many people were standing in line, and each one came up and received something from the king. Then the king started calling the poets to come to him. But the king did not call out the name of this particular poet. The poet was puzzled and surprised, but he did not know what to do. At long last, the king turned to this particular poet and said, "I have given my alms for today. It is all over. We have had a wonderful meeting and everything is all over. You go home and take a shower and have something to eat." The poet replied,
But when shall I come again?"
"Why will you have to come again? Don't you have a copy of the poem which you have left me?"
"When I have time. I just read the poems."
"I have already read your poem. It is not necessary for you to come back." The poet said,
"But, King, oh my lord, I am very poor."
"I know you are very poor. You told me some sweet words in your poem, and I am also telling you some sweet words. Please, go home, take a shower, and eat."
"But I have come here not to have appreciation for my poems, oh great and rich man. I have come for something else."
"Oh poet, your poem was beautiful. The meter was perfect. Everything that a good poem needs, your poem had in every way. Your poem about me was perfect. You have tremendous capacity, but you should not waste your capacity in writing such beautiful poems about a human being. You must write about God. He is the Creator, the Almighty. You have got divine capacity, so you have to utilize it only for God. This kind of flattery I don't deserve. If it is sincere, then I don't deserve it. If it is flattery, I don't need it. Only God deserves this kind of praise, and infinitely more. Since you have capacity, you should write about God. Write about the Supreme Poet himself. By writing about him, you will get more capacity, and you will write infinitely better poems." The king then threw away the poem which the poet had written about him. The poor poet said to himself,
"Oh, alas, alas, what am I going to tell my wife now? To please her I came, to make her rich I came. Now I have only, well, I haven't got anything from the king. Oh, God, bad luck is everywhere. He who was cursed with bad luck will have the same fate everywhere, for bad luck knows how to dog a human's fate."
The Life of Action, written by Shri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsumutra Knox. One day, a young man came to his master with a problem. He had to make a decision, but he was not sure which course to take, and he was all the time changing his mind.
"Oh, what should I do, master?" he asked.
The master replied,
"This moment we want to do something, and the next moment we don't want to do that very thing. But I wish to tell you that by doing a particular thing or not doing it, you're not going to solve your problems. If you say that you won't do something, you are creating problems for yourself, and if you say that you will do it, you are again creating problems for yourself."
The disciple asked,
"Well, what then should I do? Either I have to do a particular thing or not do that thing."
"Ah, if you are doing something, then feel that God is doing it in and through you. If you decide not to do something, then feel that it is God who is not doing that thing. Always feel that. While you are going forward, God is working in and through you. And while you are going backwards, he is also doing the same."
"But master," the disciple said, "sometimes when I do something, I feel that instead of going forward and upward, I am going backward and downward. And since I don't know what is the right thing to do, I don't do anything."
You have to feel that you are like a carpenter's saw. When it goes forward, it cuts. And when it returns to the starting point, again it cuts. In your spiritual life also, when you go upward, feel that you are going up to realize God. And when you come down, feel that you are coming down to manifest God. And every moment, feel that you are standing in front of a tree. When you climb up, feel that you are going to realize. And when you climb down, feel that you are going to manifest. So, whether you are going up or going down, you are always acting. But you have to know if it is the will of God for you to go up or down. And even if you do not know what is the will of God, it is better that you act than not act. For action is infinitely superior to non-action. If you act, you will get the capacity for more action. If you do something wrong today, then tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, you will have the capacity to do the right thing. But if you don't act at all because you are afraid of making a mistake, then you won't do anything either today, tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, and you will lose the strength ever to act. So if you don't know what is right, the second best thing is to use your inspiration and aspiration to do what you feel is best. If it is not the right thing, God will sympathize with you and show his compassion because you tried, although you didn't know what the right thing was. So, just because you tried to do the right thing according to your own understanding, God will give you more opportunity and more capacity to do the right thing eventually. So, my son, always act. The life of action is infinitely better than the life of non-action. You may not walk along the right road, but if you do not walk along any road at all, what can God do? My theory is to be like a carpenter's saw, going forward and backward, forward and backward. So, go forward to realize and then come back to manifest. Climb up the tree, get the fruits, and bring them down to share with the fellow seekers. That is the right way to please God in God's own way.
That concludes episode 65 of Inspiration Sounds. Well, folks, another week, another episode. I hope you enjoyed those stories. Of course, you can view all the stories online at srichamoylibrary.com. And if you want to hear past episodes of Radio Sri Chinmoy, of Inspiration Sounds on Radio Sri Chinmoy, then please go to radiosrichamoy.org. So, before I get any more muddled up in what I'm about to say, good luck for the week. I hope you have a good time. It's been my pleasure to bring you Inspiration Sounds, no matter wherever you are, no matter whatever you're doing, whoever you are. Thank you for listening. Thanks to the team for putting it all together. And until next week, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.